My theme for this devotional is Count Your Blessings. There is an old hymn that has the refrain, Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort and give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. It struck me that we so often look at the negatives and not the positive things in life. It was some time ago I planned to pen this devotion. Sorry, Alex, it has taken so long. We can be like the character Fraser in the comedy Dad's Army, when faced with these situations of strife says, we are doomed. Yet despite what they faced, a solution was always found. The sad reality in life is so often we look at the negativity, moaning about this, moaning about that, and how we will cope with the struggles we are all facing. And before we know, we have slipped into despair, almost rewriting the words of the chorus of the hymn, Count Your Many Blessings, to read as follows. Count your problems, name them one by one, and it won't surprise you what a mess you're in. Sure, we are in difficult days, and it may not be easy to make ends meet. But rather than look to the negatives, we need to lift our eyes and look to God. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat and what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on it. It's not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall not he much more clothe ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient of the day is the evil thereof. These verses speak for themselves, revealing the love of God, and as we trust him, he will provide for us. There are so many passages in the Word of God that talk of his care and provision, so here are just a few. The Lord provides manna and quails for the Israelites to eat. The whole community of Israelites moved from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. This was on the 15th day of the second month after they had left Egypt. In the desert, the whole community complained about Moses and Aaron The Israelites said unto them, If only the Lord had left us to die in Egypt. There we sat by our pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. You have brought us to this desert to let us all starve to death. The Lord says to Moses, I am going to send food from heaven, like rain each day. The people shall go out and gather only what they need for that day. In this way I will test them to see whether or not they follow my instructions. But on the sixth day they prepare what they are to bring home. It should be twice as much as they gather on the other days. God provides for Elijah. 1 Kings 17. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in Kirith Jearim, east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered ravens to feed you. So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to Kirith Jearim, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. So we could go on and on. What can we be assured of is that God will meet our need, but also need to be good stewards of what we have. A short testimony, when Hilary and I were in Bible college, sometimes we had little or no food in the larder, but then we would find a food parcel left at our door. What we need to guard against is that our grumblings can stop the flow of the blessings of God. We must have faith to believe that God will supply. No food for breakfast. An extract from George Muller, the guardian of Bristol's orphans, by Janet and Jeff Benge, from chapter 14, God Will Supply, pages 166 to 168. I hate to bother you, Mr. Muller, began the matron, but the children are all ready for breakfast, and there's not a thing in the house to eat. What shall I tell them? George stood up. I'll take care of it. He reached down and took the little girl's hand. Come and see what God will do, he said. Inside they found 300 children standing in neat rows behind their chairs. Set on the tables in front of each child were a plate, a mug and a spoon, but there was no food whatsoever to be seen. Where is the food? Abigail asked in a whisper. God will supply, George told her quietly, before he turned to address the children. There's not much time. I don't want any of you to be late for school. So let us pray, he announced. As the children bowed their heads, George simply prayed, Dear God, we thank you for what you are going to give us next to eat. Amen. George looked up and smiled at the children. You may be seated, he said. He had no idea at all where the food he had just prayed for would come from, or how it would get to the orphanage. He just knew that God would not fail the children. A thunderous din filled the room as 300 chairs were scuffled across the wooden floor. Soon all 300 children sat obediently in front of their empty plates. No sooner had the noise in the dining room subsided than there was a knock at the door. George walked over and opened the door. In the doorway stood the baker, holding a huge tray of delicious smelling bread. Mr. Muller, began the baker, I couldn't sleep last night. I kept thinking that somehow you would need bread this morning, and that I was supposed to get up and bake it for you. So I got up at 2 o'clock and made 3 batches for you. I hope you can use it. George smiled broadly. God has blessed us through you this morning, he said as he took the tray. There's 2 more trays in the cart, said the baker. I'll fetch them. Within minutes, the children were all eating freshly baked bread. As they were enjoying it, there was a second knock at the door. This time it was the milkman who took his hat off and addressed George Muller. I'm needing a little help, if you could, sir. The wheel of my cart has been broken right outside your establishment. I have to lighten my load before I can fix it. There's 10 full cans of milk on it. Could you use them? Then looking at the orphans sitting in the neat rows, he added, free of charge, of course. So let us count our blessings and seek first the kingdom of God and trust him to supply our needs, and always thank him for his provision of faithfulness.